I'm Larry Collins, and I'm going to share some pictures of flowers and trees and shrubs that are on the trails and in the area around Holden Village. These are pictures that I and my wife took over a period of number of years, some of them in early June and through July and August. She's a botanist and I'm a geologist. She couldn't be with me when we were making this program, but I'll try to do the best I can to share the names of these, and I'm sure she could have done a better job. There are probably 300 different species of plants if you included all the area from Lake Chelan up to the highest elevations, with very many different habitats. Obviously there's no way we can share all of these different plants with you, but we've picked out probably 80 of the very common plants that you might find and see as you hike around the village. Let's begin with this shrub here, or small tree called a mountain ash. It has a compound leaf and in the early part of the year has some white flowers, but now in this picture you can see the red berries that occur. These berries are a favorite of the children around here because they can pick them and string them to make necklaces to wear. Also around the village is the Sitka alder. It has these little tiny brown cones on it later in the year. Earlier they're sort of a green fruit, but as the fruit dries it looks like a little tiny cone. It makes nice decoration items for the table. But this is a shrub that grows down near the village here, and very common on the slopes of the mountains. Around the village there are many evergreens. Douglas fir is quite common. There are some cedars, some white pine, and there are a few spruce. This is a spruce tree. You can tell that it's a spruce because the cones don't dangle beneath the branches, but they stand upright vertical. Very seldom will you ever find these cones on the ground because they are a favorite of the squirrels who climb up and eat them almost as fast as they ripen. Also around the village are some very tall trees that are cottonwoods, and when the cottonwood is in bloom and the wind blows, the cotton blows in the air and it looks like a real snowstorm around the village. This is a cottonwood. Around the chalets and up the slopes of the mountains is a bush called creambush. It's also called ocean spray and has this profuse bloom of white all over the shrub. In some places along the trail to 10 Mile Creek and up Copper Creek Trail, you can find the mountain maple. There is another species down near the lake that is big leaf maple, which has a leaf probably two times to three times as large as this leaf. But here in the village, we have only the mountain maple with this much smaller leaf. The red coloration that you see is not the fall coloration, but the tree is, in this case, has a fungus that is in the process of killing the tree, and the fungus is a bright red. Along the trail to Heart Lake and Holden Lake, there is a small shrub that's called ceanothus. It's also called mountain balm. If it rains while you're hiking, the tree gives off a very aromatic aroma, has an aroma, a very sweet smell to it, and that's why it's called mountain balm. Also here near the village and along the nature trail, just behind Koinonia, you can find this small shrub called twinberry. It has these bright yellow flowers that come out in pairs, and then later on when it goes to fruit, it has two black berries there. hence the name Twinberry. Later the fruits will drop off and just the bright red bracts that surround the fruits will be remaining. This is American dogwood. Down near Lake Chelan there is another species that has very large flowers, maybe an inch to 2 inches across, and each of the flowers has 4 petals. If you look at closely at the cluster of petals here, or flowers here, you'll see each of the flowers has 4 petals. This is a common small tree or shrub that occurs around here. Later on, when it goes to fruit, in that cluster will be a whole bunch of white berries. And of course, the children love to pick these as well and mix them with the red berries from the mountain ash to make their necklaces. In the deep woods and along the trail to Ten Mile Creek, you can find abundant little wild rose. And it's very common, particularly down near Ten Mile Creek, but you can also find it on the other trails. This is Oregon grape. Early in the year, there is a cluster of bright yellow flowers. It grows right on the ground floor of the forest, sticking up maybe no more than a foot. These very bright, shiny leaves with spines on the leaves, and then later on in the fall, they turn bright red. They also produce this very blue fruit that you can make jam from. A ground covering in the woods is this plant called twinflower. Sometimes there are 3 or 4 flowers, so it isn't always 2, but probably 95% of the flowers that you'll find are in pairs, and hence the name twinflower. The plant probably sticks up no more than a foot above the ground. Also in this area you can find wild strawberries. On the trail up to Honeymoon Heights or up Copper Creek Falls, you can find these in the woods. I also found them on Ten Mile Creek Trail. Later in the summer you will actually get little tiny strawberries about the size of the tip end of your finger. They're very tasty, but you have to do an awful lot of work in order to get enough to eat. In right near the streams, up near Copper Creek Falls, on the trail up to Copper Basin, you will also find bluebells. It grows in very wet areas, and if you were to pick this, the plant would wilt within minutes because it needs lots of water to support its stalk. As you move out to the miners' village, the miners planted flowers or in gardens around their houses, and this particular snapdragon has survived, and the birds and the wind have scattered the seed, and it's very common in this area. This is butter and eggs. Also in this area you'll find pearly everlasting. The white petal-like material that looks like flowers are actually not petals of the flower, but are waxy white bracts that surround the flower in the center of that. It's almost like a straw flower. As you go out the trail down the road toward the ballpark, you're likely to see this plant that has very large leaves that look like a maple. It's a small shrub, and the flower is maybe an inch and a half across. This is thimbleberry. Later on, it will go to fruit and make these bright orange berries. They're actually edible, but I've tried them and they're not very tasty. They're just sort of a mushy blah. But the bears like to eat them, so it's a source of food for them. At the ballpark, there are some shrubs around there that is called snowberry. Butterflies love this plant, and they may be landing on it to get honey out of the center of it, but later on it'll have a white bulbous berry about a half an inch across, hence the name snowberry. As you walk along the ballpark and on the trail out there, there are large tree-like shrubs. That's a wild apple. This is called serviceberry. And when it goes to fruit, it makes a little tiny apple that is edible, but it's almost all seeds in there, and so you would not find it very tasty. You'd have so many seeds in your mouth that the flesh would be hard to find. In the ballpark, you can find this composite flower consisting of all disc flowers in there, and it's called tansy. I'm told that people pick this plant to put in their flower vases, and supposedly it helps to keep the flies away. I don't know whether this is true or not. As we move out of the ballpark and into the trail where the streams go underneath the wooden bridges, beyond here you're likely to find this Indian paintbrush. The red that you see there are not petals of the flowers, they're actually leaves that surround the flower, and the flower is that little green stalk that sticks out to the left there. And so they're just nothing more than red bracts that surround the green flower. In this area you may also find scarlet gelia, which is one of my favorites, but it's such a bright red. And also in here you're likely to find Indian thistle with the, again, it's a composite flower with several hundred of little tiny pink disc flowers there. Goldenrod will also be present in a few places, and this is a plant that some people, the pollen from it causes hay fever. We do not have very much goldenrod here, but it does occur. As we get to the swampy bog where the wooden bridges go across the trail, and you will find here white bog orchid, and you can see it sticking up among the horsetails, little tiny orchids all up along that stalk. In the midst of this same area, you'll find another composite flower called arnica. It has ray flowers on the edges of it, and then disc flowers in the center. So it's several hundred flowers all in that head that you can see there. It's called arnica. In the midst of the arnica, you will also find this plant with white petals with very fuzzy looking fringes around the petals. This is called grass of Parnassus. As we move out into the deep woods beyond the bog, you can find as a ground cover periodically wintergreen. And these pink flowers stick up on the stalk maybe 18 inches off the ground. And you may also find one-sided wintergreen, which has these kinds of flowers on one side of the branch. Also in this same area, you may find bunchberry. This is also a member of the dogwood family, and you can see the four white petals. It's a little tiny plant that maybe sticks 3 or 4 inches off the ground in the dark woods. And later in the fall, there will be a cluster of bright red berries right in the center, hence the name bunchberry. And as you go through the woods, the woods is often a trail lined with bracken fern. This is a favorite of the deer, and as young plants come off, they often nibble them off for food. Also in the deep woods and up near Copper Creek Falls and along 10 Mile Creek, you'll find queencup. This is a lily with usually two large blades of leaves coming up, and in the center of it is this white flower that has six petals. Later on it will have a bright blue berry sitting there. Red here is a danger signal. This is the only poisonous plant that occurs in our area. There are no poison oak or poison ivy here that we have to worry about. but this is baneberry. It grows in the deep woods, usually far off the beaten track, so we haven't needed to worry about it. I've only found a few of them, but it is something that children need to be aware. You must not eat this red berry. It is lethal. It is deadly. So that's one that you need to be concerned about. This plant also grows on the dark forest area in the woods and pokes up maybe 12 inches high, and you have to get down on the underneath side to see these very elaborate flower that's there. It's called Pipsissewa. This is Wild Lily of the Valley. I'll show you another plant that has leaves quite similar to this. In Wild Lily of the Valley, the flowers come out at the end of the stalk. Later I'll show you Solomon Seal, and the flowers dangle one at a time underneath the stalk. This is Wild Lily of the Valley. And as we move out now to on our way up to Holden Lake, places where water coming from springs and little streams over the trail, in these wet spots you'll find columbine. It has this very delicate flower. Also in these same places you may find this yellow monkey flower, and then behind it you can see candy flower or spring beauty. You can almost see little tiny faces in the monkey flower looking at you. In some of the bare areas along the slope in the sunlight, you're likely to find fireweed. It gets its name because often after big fires, when the brush and the trees have been turned down and have been burned down and the sun shines there, fireweed often springs up in profuse displays of this bright pink flower. You can find this plant all the way to Alaska. Then as we move further up toward Holden Lake, we find another species of Indian paintbrush. And now you can see in the upper right there that the reddish color is on a green leafy bract. And then you can see the little tiny slender green flower that sticks up among the bract. It almost looks like the green leaf has been dipped in a red paint, and hence the name paintbrush. You can also find some yellow paintbrush up here, as well as this orange-red. Here also, you can find a plant growing 2 or 3 feet tall, which is called Silver Crown. You may wonder why you would call this Silver Crown with this bright yellow flower, but later on, it does produce a dandelion head, and obviously, it makes sense to call it Silver Crown. On the trail as we get closer to lake, you can find some lupin. I've also seen this on the way up to Copper Basin, and it's a pea, member of the pea family, and you can see the flowers that look like pea flowers. Here in the deep woods, occasionally you can find some bleeding heart, and obviously the nice, you can see the shape of the heart there, that hence the name bleeding heart. And here are some more pictures of spring beauty or candy flower. It looks like pink peppermint there. Along the trail in the sunlight, as a ground cover, is some of the prickly phlox. Sometimes the flowers are white, sometimes lavender, sometimes pink, as you see here. Now here's the Solomon Seal that I told you about that looks like a Wild Lily of the Valley. But now we have these pink bells hanging underneath the stalk instead of coming out the end. Solomon Seal. We're going to switch down now to along the trail that goes toward Heart Lake. And in some of the streams where the water's rushing, you can find this plant, small shrub that's called goat's beard, and the white flowers are on a stalk that makes it look like a goat's beard. Also here we find crimson monkey flower. Sometimes it's a bright red, sometimes it's a purplish red in color, but the same shape as the yellow monkey flower that we looked at before. On the trail now, as we work our way up toward Crown Point Falls, you may also see this plant that's called salmonberry. And later in the year, there will be a bright reddish-orange berry here that's very tasty. It's quite edible, somewhat like a blackberry. Along the rocks above Heart Lake, you will see this plant that grows in the hot sunlight. It's almost a desert-like plant called alum root. And growing also here is sedum, which is has very fleshy leaves in order to conserve the moisture in the hot sun. Sedum. And you may also find some wild onions. If you pick this, it will have a very strong onion odor, and you'll know for sure that it's onion. Farther on up, we'll find elderberry. It's a small shrub, maybe 15, 20 feet high. Later on in the fall, it will have these bright red berries on it. If you come from the Midwest, the elderberry there has dark purple-blue berries, but here in the mountains, it's a bright red. I'm told that you can make a jam from this, or maybe elderberry wine. Around Holden Lake, and up around Lyman Lake and up in Copper Basin, there is a tree that has abundant needles on it. You would think it would be evergreen, but it's one of the few pine-shaped, pine-like trees that is deciduous. In the fall, these needles turn yellow and drop off, and then a new batch of needles comes in the spring, and there are about 15 or 20 of them in a little cluster there. This is a common tree around Holden Lake. As we go along the trail, sometimes you will find a shrub which has berries on it about this color, and these are currants, or they could be gooseberries. In this case, this is a picture of a gooseberry. The currant doesn't have any thorns on its branches. Here you can see little tiny thorns there, and this makes it a gooseberry. You can also find black-capped raspberries. These are also common around the village. I've often gone out and have my favorite patches that I go to and collect lots of black-capped raspberries. Bring back a bunch in a pail and head for the snack bar and get some vanilla ice cream, and you've really got something delicious. And sometimes if you can collect enough, you can talk the cooks into making a pie for you, and then you can guess there are lots of people who want to eat at your table. Also along the trail and around the village, you will find huckleberry. These are the flowers that you see there. It's just a greenish and globe-like flower. What makes this delightful is that later in August, you get these blueberries or huckleberries, and they are very delicious, and I have collected many a pailful of these to come back to the snack bar. There are actually three species of huckleberry in the area, high up in Lyman Basin and along the trail to Image Lake. There are some that have berries as large as the tip end of your little finger, and it doesn't take as much effort to get a bucket full. You'll enjoy eating these. Also along the trail, you'll find pussy willow. Willow has both male and female flowers. If you'll take the time and look at these fuzzy heads, sometimes you will find that they are a bunch of male flowers with stamens, and sometimes there are a bunch of female flowers with ovaries, and they're different. In these same areas, very close by in the woods there, you can find these yellow violets or pansy-like flowers. The yellow color seems to be more common than the violet violets, but we occasionally find violet violets as well as yellow violets. Now as we near Lyman Lake in some of the marshy areas, and you can find growing out of the wet grass and marsh meadows that are up there, one of my favorites here, shooting star. And it certainly looks like a bird flying or a shooting star going through the sky. Along the trail you may find a shrub called rhododendron with blossoms maybe an inch across. And on rocky surfaces and as a ground cover is a plant called kinnikinick. Kinnikinick is in the same family as manzanita, and it has a woody orange bark in which bark often curls up as it grows. It's a very pretty bark. But it has these white bell-like flowers hanging from the branches. In this same area, you will find pink spirea. It's a shrub with many blossoms and different nodes up the branch. There's another species of pink spirea in which all of the pink flowers are at the tip of the branch. So we have both kinds here. And along the trail there's also some Labrador tea, another shrub that looks much like the rhododendron. Near the Lyman Lake in some of the marshes you can find this little plant growing among the grass there called butterwort. Very pretty little flower. Here also in the marsh right next to the lake you can find this marsh marigold. Also in the meadow as you start to work up toward Cloudy Pass you'll find in the grass this plant called luetkia. And then as we work our way up toward Cloudy Pass at higher elevations, covering the rocks is pink heather with bell-shaped flowers again. And at still higher elevations you'll find white heather. And the leaves are a bit different, but the flowers are now white instead of pink. And of course one of our favorites is the avalanche lily. This is common around Holden Lake as well as up in Cloudy Pass area. In some places there are so many avalanche lilies growing in the meadows that you can hardly step without trampling on them. It's a beautiful lily. As the snow melts off, this flower comes up almost as fast as the snow melts. And it blooms almost seemingly instantaneously. It really takes a week or so, but it makes a very large blossom about 3 inches across called the pasque flower. Later on, when this goes to seed, it will stick up on a stalk maybe 18 inches high, and it is commonly called the old man on the mountain. But you can see these fuzzy seeds that stick out like frowsy hair of an old man with a beard or whatever. Passflower or old man on the mountain. Also at these higher elevations you will find this false hellebore. It's also in the lily family, but the flowers are on this stalk and sort of a greenish white and really not that pretty, but it's a very common plant up at this higher elevation. Here also at the high elevation and in the Copper Basin you can find this blue gentian, and it grows in the meadows and in the wet area. Well, this concludes the 80 different flowers and trees and shrubs that we picked out for you to learn. There are, of course, many others that are as beautiful or more spectacular than the ones we've shown. But if you want to learn these, my wife, Barbara, has written a key to the wild flowers here at Holden. And there's a little booklet there with a nominal price in the bookstore that you can purchase. And it's a very easy key, and each of the flowers that she's included in there, I think there are about 110 or 150, I've forgotten how many, and they have a little pen and ink drawing of each of the flowers to help you identify them. I hope you enjoy the flowers as much as we have. Thank you. Come into fruit middle August or so, and they are delicious. They're actually three different species of huckleberry or blueberry in the village area. If you get up into the higher areas, some of the blueberries or huckleberries are about the size of the tip end of your little finger, and it doesn't take as much effort to pick enough to make a nice meal. But they are delicious, and as I'm hiking along, I will pick off these little berries and eat them as I go. Along the rushing streams, you will also find willow. You're all familiar with pussy willow with the soft, fuzzy fruits. Pussy willow has both male and female flowers. On some of the plants, you will find nothing but stamens sticking up. In others, you will find nothing but ovaries sticking up. So you may want to stop sometime and look at the pussy willow and see what kind of flowers each plant is producing. In the deeper woods here, you may find some yellow violets or pansy-like flowers. The yellow violet is quite common. In a few places, you will find some violets. Growing right up out of the wet marshy areas in the wet meadows may be a profusion of shooting stars. This is one of my favorite plants in the area. Rhododendron is a common shrub along the trail up to Lyman Lake, sticking up 3, 4, 5 feet tall with white blossoms, maybe 3/4 of an inch across. And along the rocky area, you may find kinnikinick. It is a low branching shrub with woody orange wood in which the bark curls into little curlicues. If you know the plant manzanita, it belongs in that same family, but it has these little white bell-like flowers. Kinnikinick. Also along the trail to Lyman, you will find two species of spirea. This pink spirea here, the flowers come out in different places along the branch. The other species has all of the flowers coming out at the very tip end of the branch. This is a pink spirea. Still further up along the trail to Lyman Lake, you will find a plant called Labrador tea. This plant is found in the Cascades and all the way up into Alaska. Now we're just in the marsh area where Lyman Lake drains out and goes over Crown Point Falls. And in the marsh here, you can find a plant called butterwort. It sticks up among the grass, maybe 6, 7 inches tall. Also here is marsh marigold, and it's in very wet ground right around the lake. In the fields that surround Lyman Lake, sticking up among the grass, is this little plant called luetkia. It's no more than maybe 6 or 8 inches high. But as we work our way up to Cloudy Pass, among the rocks you will find this pink heather with bell-like flowers growing over the rocky surface. At a still higher elevation you will find some white heather, not sticking up quite so high, and the leaves are a little bit different from the pink heather, but it also has these bell-like shaped flowers. This is white heather. But the real joy is to discover the avalanche lilies. In some places you can hardly walk anywhere without stepping on them, and they actually will come into blossom almost within a week or two after the snow melts. And in a few places you may see the plant poking its way right up through the snow. As the plant germinates, it generates enough heat to melt the snow, and this explains why it so quickly blooms after the snow is gone. In these same meadows up at Cloudy Pass, you will find this plant, which has flowers almost 3 inches across, sticking up maybe 3 or 4 inches above the ground as it first begins to bloom. This is the Pasc flower. Later on, when it goes to seed, it may be 12 inches to 18 inches high, and it looks like an old man, and sometimes people call it the old man of the mountain. Anyway, the fuzzy seeds here look like pretty wild hair or beards of an old man. At the higher elevation, you'll find another lily that is called false hellebore. The lily flowers on this long spike here are not terribly pretty. It's sort of a greenish white, but it's a very common plant up at the higher elevations. Also here at the higher elevations, you'll find this blue gentian. There are many more flowers that are equally as pretty or prettier, but in a slide cassette that only holds 80, we couldn't possibly include them all. In the village store, there is a key to the wildflowers of the Holden Village area that my wife has written. It's a relatively easy key, and each of the plants that are illustrated there have a drawing with pen and ink to help you identify them. The key only includes about 110 or 150 flowers in the area, and probably those that would be in bloom from late June to late August. There are many flowers that come in bloom early in June and May, which we have not included. And if you're really interested in flower identification, I urge you to go look at it in the library or purchase a copy for yourself. Well, I hope you enjoy the flowers as much as we did.